Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We're now beginning the seventh parak of Masachet Nazir, Kohen Gadol, and the first Mishnah, which we have on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, it presents us with a conflict between a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir together facing a Met Mitzvah, someone who has nobody to bury them. Kohen Gadol and Nazir Ein Mitamin LeKrovein. The general rule is a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, neither one of them incurs Tuma even for their relatives. Aval mitamin l'meit mitzvah, but for meit mitzvah they do. Hayu malchim b'derech matzu meit mitzvah, so if a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were together, found a meit mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yitame Kohen Gadol v'yitame Nazir. The Kohen Gadol should deal with the dead. Chomomim yitame Nazir v'yitame Kohen Gadol. They say that a Nazir should rather than a Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer's position is that the Nazir should, that the Kohen should become Tameh, because after all, he does not bring a Korban if he violates it. And, Chachamim Omrim, what's their position? Amrulo, Yitame Nazir Shein Kedushato Kedushat Olam, Vayitame Kohen Shekedushato Kedushat Olam. And their position is that the Kohen, after all, has permanent Kedusha, built-in Kedusha, irreversible Kedusha, and therefore the Nazir whose Kedusha is none of those, it's not built-in, it's not permanent, and it's reversible, therefore, should become Tameh. Okay, now, Bishlama Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. The Gemara immediately is going to run through the issue of these priorities. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, Hai Savar Kohen Gadol Adif, Hai Savar Nazir Adif. So we have the Machloket about which is Adif. And then we have several other possible conflicts that we will settle. Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, a Kohen Gadol who has been properly anointed, Umrubeb Gadim, or a Kohen Gadol who, after the oil for the anointment is no longer there, and he is only recognized as Kohen Gadol because he wears the eight garments. Mashach B'Shem Mishcha Adif, so the one who is anointed would be preferable, and he would become the one to avoid the Tumah in case of Mitzvah. De'ilu Mashach B'Shem Mishcha Mivi Parabala Kol Mitzvot. How do we know that? Because one Kohen Gadol who is anointed has a greater measure of sanctity in that in case he violates one of the laws, he has a special korban chatat, as opposed to a kohen merubah begadim who rings like anyone else. Begadim ein mevi. Mashuach shavar merubah begadim, a anointed one who is no longer kohen gadol, and a concurrent kohen gadol who is only merubah begadim, so merubah begadim adif, the current one, even though he's only merubah begadim, is favored and does not become tamei, to merubah begadim avir avoda, because he in fact is doing the avoda, as opposed to the one who has passed. V'ilu mashuach shavar la bar avodahu. Avar machmat kiruyov, avar machmat mumo. Let's say you have two former Kohen Gadolim, one who had a tuma before Yom Kippur, and that's why he couldn't do the avoda, and the other one had a blemish. From Achmat Kiryoy Adif, the one of the carry is Adif to Ilu Hai Chazid Avodah Machar, because tomorrow he would be Ra'ui. Right, v'ilu avar machmat mo lo chazid avoda, the one who has a mum until the mum clears, or forever he can't do avoda. And now Ibayalahum Mashuach Milchama Uskan. Let's say you have the Kohen who's anointed to go out to the troops, and the Skan Kohen Gadol. Hey Minay Adif, which one is preferable? Mashuach Milchama Adif, should we take the Mashuach Milchama to Chazid Milchama? Because after all, he is the top man in his area, which is going out to the troops. Adam Skan Adif to Chazid Avodah. Perhaps the Skan is better, because after all, he could do the Avodah. Toshma Tanya in main Mashuach Milchama Leskan, we learn that the only difference between the two of them is Shemayu Malchim Adarach Matsu Meit Mitzvah. It's exactly our case, that if they found a Meit Mitzvah, Yitameh Mashuach Milchama Vayitameh Kaskan. The answer is that the Mashuach Milchama should deal with the dead and not the Skan, because the Skan is involved in Avodah. Ay Vatanya, it's a brayta that attaches to the end of Masachet Horayot, Mashuach Milchama Korem Meskan. Mashuach Milchama is of a higher rank and preferred over the Skan. That's talking about whose life you saved. Is the life you save. Why? My Tama? Talib Rabim, because the community needs him. Well, Inyan Tuma, but as far as Tuma itself goes, Skan Adif. Iskan is better. Tanu Rechanim and Antigona Somer. Lama Tignu Iskan LeKohen Gadol. Why is there a second in understudy? Sheim Irab Psul. In case the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul, Echas Meshamech Tachtav. This guy can come in and do the Avoda without missing a beat. So therefore, the Iskan is the one we want to make sure does not become Tameh. But as far as right now, whose position is greater, and therefore, who would be saved first, that would be, in case we had could only save one life, we would save the Mashuach Mechamat. Now, Ad kan lo pligi elav a Kohen Gadol v'nazir ki ko'az li b'hadi adadi, the machloker of Elazar Chachamim is when you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking together, then the question is, who is Adif? Avachad v'chad l'chudei, but if you have each one independently, b'arit muyeinun, each one of them independently does have to take care of a main mitzvah. Meaning a Kohen Gadol who does not bury his father, his mother, any of his relatives, does bury mate mitzvah, and the same with a nazir. Menahani mili, how do we know that a Kohen Gadol violates his status to bury mate mitzvah? The Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk about Kohen Gadol says, Akol nafshot meit lo yavo. He has no contact with the dead. Who's this talking about? Which dead person? If you're talking about non-relatives, it's a kavachomeru. You don't need to tell me a Kohen Gadol can't have contact with non-relatives. After all, the Kohen Gadol does bury his kin. But not anybody else. Kohen Gadol shenu mitame the krovim. Kohen Gadol, we're going to learn, is not mitame even to his parents, his brothers, sisters, etc. And Odin shenu mitame the chokim. Certainly, he's not mitame for outside of the family. The text must be talking about krovim. And therefore it says, ulavivu dainu mitame. Therefore, aviv becomes somewhat extra. It says, it's your father for you not mitame. Hametame hu lemeit mitzvah. So it's the saying, you're not mitame for your father, but your mitame, there is one that your mitame for, and that's meit mitzvah. Uleimo, so what's imo for? Why does it say, lavivu limo lachiv lachoto? Those are the four mentioned in Kohen Gadol. There's more, but we'll see. Limo, ligzerashava lachri rabbi. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Gabe Nazir, Bimotam Eino Mitama. Rebbe says, in the context of Nazir, it says, Bimotam, Lo Yitama Lehem Bimotam. We had this a little earlier. What does that mean? Amitamehu Lenigamu Zivatam. That the only Tuma that a Nazir is forbidden from coming in contact with is Tumat Mate. But he is allowed to have contact with a Zav, or a Mitzora, or some other person kind of Tame. Aviemli Elab Nazir, and so Rebbe learned this about a Nazir. Kohen Gadol Menayin, how do I know that a Kohen Gadol can have contact with somebody who is Tameh in another kind of Tumah? Amarta, lo yomar imo b'Kohen Gadol. The answer is that you don't need the word imo in the context of Kohen Gadol. She'ein Talmud lomar, I don't need it. Sha'arei kal v'chomerhu. Watch this. My b'makom shekohen hedyot mitamei lachiv mi'aviv. After all, a Kohen hedyot, the regular Kohen, does deal with his paternal brother, ein Kohen Gadol mitamei lachiv, and a Kohen Gadol is not mitamei even for his father. Paternal brother, brother through a father. Kohen Gadol is not metame to his father. Makom she'en kohen ediot metame lachiv mimo, but a kohen ediot, a regular kohen, is not metame for his maternal brother. And Odin she'en kohen gadol metame limo, so certainly a kohen gadol is not metame for his mother. In other words, his father, a father would be the source of a relative that you would be metame for as a kohen ediot, a mother is not. So certainly if you're not metame for your father, you're not certainly not metame for your mother. So im zachita mehadin matam lomar imo b'Kohen Gadol. So that's true. We don't need imo in the context of a Kohen Gadol. So the answer is mufne lakish v'ladunim enu gzera shava. It's there extra to teach us a gzera shava. Nemar imo b'nazir v'nemar imo b'Kohen Gadol. We have imo in nazir and imo in Kohen Gadol. Ma imo hamur b'nazir motam enu matam matam mehu l'menigam l'zivatam. Just like imo in the context of nazir is to tell you a nazir is only forbidden from tumat meit and not other tumot. Same thing with a Kohen Gadol. He's only banned from Tumat Meit and not other Tumot. Good. So that we got sort of incidentally, but the main thing we were looking for was the earlier drasha. Now, Ashkachan Kohen Gadol, all that tells us that is that a Kohen Gadol is Metame Lemeit Mitzvah. Nazir and Allah, how do I know a Nazir is? The Tanya, Komeazir Ola Adonai Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. As long as he's a Nazir, he can't have any contact with the dead. Shamea Niafilu Nefesh Be Mabimashma, we're starting off sort of elementary. Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo may mean he can't even have contact with a dead animal. We find one place at the end of Parshat Emor where a behema is called a nefesh. That's why the text says he can't come into a nefesh mate, meaning benefesh adam akatu medaber. That's referring to a nefesh mate, the nefesh of a dead person. It refers to tumat ohel. An animal is not metame be ohel. So once it says that, it means you cannot be metame for everybody. That part was incidental. Now we get to the core. Again, in the case of Nazir, it says he can't have tumah of any person. Right? And why does it say, have to say his parents? Parents not, but tumah, but mate mitzvah, yes. So we say, lo. I don't even need that because I have a kal v'chorma, kohen gadol shekudushato, kudushat olam. This is going to take us back to the dispute in the Mishnah. A kohen gadol who's kadosh forever, and it's not retractable, etc. Mitami lemein mitzvah. Nonetheless, he violates it for main mitzvah. Nozer shein kedushato kedushato lam eodin shemitami lemein mitzvah. A nozer whose kedusha is not permanent. Certainly, he's mitami lemein mitzvah. No, that doesn't work. If a kohen gadol violates his tumah, he doesn't bring a korban. Tomer nozer shemivi korban tumato, but a nozer does. So perhaps because he brings a korban for his tumah, he's also not mitame l'main mitzvah. Clearly, a nazir violating his nazirut may be more severe than a kohen gadol. That's why the text says he's not mitame for his parents. Mitame l'main mitzvah, but for main mitzvah he is. We're raising a possibility that clearly is preposterous, but just to clear it out, maybe he's not matame for his parents, but he's matame for the other relatives. Watch this. A ma'akoin had yotch matame the krovin, and matame the sharmetim, a regular kohen, is matame for his kin, but not for outsiders. Nazir sheinu matame the krovin, and din shalitame the sharmetim, a nazir who is not matame for his parents, certainly not matame for others. So what do I need laviv limo? Laviv limo hu la matame, matame hu la main mitzvah. Ad shalo yomar, yesh the bedin. After all, I would have a kal v'chomer. Nemru klalot, in other words, I don't need that limud because I would know a nazir's matame la main mitzvah. Why? Nemru klalot b'choin gadol, nemru klalot b'nazir. In the case of koin gadol, it says, al kol nefesh meit lo yavo. And the same kind of phrasing in nazir. Ma klalot amor b'choin gadol, even though it bans it all. Laviv hu la matame, matame hu la main mitzvah. Just like a kohen gadol says, you can't. In the context of the kohen gadol, it says you can't be matame for anyone. But we know main mitzvah is excluded from that ban. I've called it a nazir. Laviv v'no matame. Well, matame in the main mitzvah. I could do the same thing by nazir, which means I again don't need laviv v'limo. Oklach l'derech zu. But if I'm going to do that, I may end up in a very different place. Nemrukla lot b'kohen hadyot. Nemrukla lot b'nazir. After all, a regular kohen says that he can't have any tumah, and the same thing with an ozer. But a regular coin does come into contact with his father and mother, etc., who are dead. So in the case of nazir, if it didn't say parents explicitly, I would think he's like a regular coin. He's metame for his parents and not others. That's why I need laviv ulimo to tell me nazir is similar to a coin gadol, not to a coin hedyot. Halamei mitzvah mitame, so it says parents, but not mei mitzvah. Hamei bailei lomar shem mitame laviv, but you need aviv to tell me you're not mitame laviv. You just proved to me that I might have thought he's like a regular kohen who's mitame laviv ulimo. That's why I had laviv to tell me that he can't. So it's not there to teach me mei mitzvah. Ella, this is how it works. Laviv means lomar shem mitame laviv. So the four things mentioned in Nozer, aviv, imo, achiv, achoto, are there as follows. Aviv is there to tell me he's not mitame laviv. He's like a kohen gadol. Le'achiv, eno matame hal meit mitzvah matame. Achiv is there for the miut of meit mitzvah. Le'imo, l'gzera shava l'chadu rabbi. Le'imo is there, as we said, with l'gzera shava. Says he's allowed to be mitame. A kohen gadol is also allowed to be mitame to a touch of zav and a mitzvah, etc. Well, achoto, what's that, ketetanya? Why does it say that? A guy was on his way to do a mitzvah. To bring Korban Pesach, to bring Milan his son. And he heard that somebody in his family died. I might think he should go back and become Tamei. And either not do Brit Milan time or not be able to do Korban Pesach because he's Tamei. We say he doesn't. I might think that even if he encounters a dead body on the road, he doesn't mitame for him. That's why the text says, And so therefore, achoto and achiv are really there for essentially the same thing, but to push it further. They're there to tell you it's not mitame for them, but he is mitame lemain mitzvah. And achoto saying, even in a circumstance where you would never become mitame because you're on your way to do a mitzvah that can't be put off, or because you won't have a chance to do it because you'll become tame, you don't stop for a regular mate, but you do stop for a mate mitzvah. We'll pick it up at this point in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow and take us to the next Mishnah on Daf Memtet Amud Bet and go from there. Everyone should have a wonderful day.